Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Roman Show, April 3rd, 2015. Hope you're enjoying this weekend as we have a lot of fights. Well, with that being said, today we welcome George Masvidal, who competes tomorrow night against Chad Mendes, Ala Quinta, but Ricardo Lamas faces Chad Mendes on that main event. Here tonight, George Masvidal on the Roman Show. Make sure to call in 714-868-0222 as the Roman Show starts right now.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
we're going flying.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon,
go flight.
Calm.
We're going flight.
GNC,
we're going.
Telling you, go.
Control.
FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Covering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome, everyone, to the Roman Show. This is April 3rd. And wherever you are listening, I hope you're enjoying your early morning. If you're listening in today live, or if you are just catching us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or wherever it may be, I want to thank you. It's a great time here in Miami, Florida, as we are headed to the weekend. Jorge Masvidal, George Masvidal, get inside the octagon to fight against Ala Quinta. George Masvidal is not really a happy camper because it seems that he has fought the entire cast of The Ultimate Fighter. He expected someone else. He expected someone more of a high caliber. But nonetheless, he is happy that he is competing this time inside the octagon. And it's a special start time. That's on Fox Sports tomorrow. Fox Sports 1 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We're so used to watching these fights in the evening, but now we're watching it at 1 p.m. And the funny thing is, usually if it's at 1 p.m., it's somewhere like in Germany or in somewhere overseas, but this is right here in Virginia. Regardless, it's pretty neat that we're having these fights at 1 p.m. because you can watch the fights at 1 p.m. and roughly around 4 or 5 o'clock, you can head out and enjoy your rest of the evening. We're going to talk to George Masvidal in just a few, but I want to talk briefly about what happened and what occurred at WrestleMania 31. What an amazing WrestleMania. I mean, you just can't get any better than this. The turn, the twists and turns of that pay-per-view were amazing. They had you on the edge of the seat. By far, one of the best WrestleManias of the 2010s. I mean, you just can't get any better than that. Seth Rollins cashes in and wins the title against Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, which we all thought was going to be, many thought, it was going to be a sleeper, that it was going to be a boring match. But it ended up being one of the most spectacular, most exciting, and most phenomenal matches that we have seen. They have made Brock Lesnar look like a beast, just the way he is meant to be. Following a Monday Night Raw, he destroyed the entire set of Monday Night Raw, which was also amazing. And that's not only it. The ladder match was, man, 5-star matchup. Daniel Bryan winning the Intercontinental title. It felt like he won the World Heavyweight title. I think the only match there that kind of lacked was the Rusev and John Cena, but Rusev's entrance made up for it as he came in to the ring with on a tank. Yeah, that's cool right there. That's a lot of heel heat. Undertaker and Bray Wyatt did not fail. Undertaker looked fine to me. He looked well. And in fact, the rumors are that he's going to be returning for WrestleMania 32 in Texas, his hometown. hopefully against Sting. Speaking about Sting, Sting made his WrestleMania debut against Triple H. Another great matchup. We saw the NWO versus DX, WCW versus WWE. You can't get any better, folks. I'm not sucking up to the WWE, but the bottom line is it was a very exciting and entertaining show. You just can't get better than that. So kudos to the World Wrestling Entertainment. I know many people are allegedly saying that Triple H had a lot of say into the WrestleMania. Apparently that's what it seems to be, but wow, what a great WrestleMania. If you don't have it, if you haven't seen it, get the WWE Network for $9.99 and watch it over and over and over again. You can't get bored of it. On that WrestleMania, prior to the show, Bray Wyatt injured his ankle. He sprained his ankle. Nonetheless, he continued to compete against The Undertaker. And now apparently, Bray was in enough pain that they casted his ankle for several hours prior to the matchup, not taking it off until right before he was supposed to go down the ring. He worked the dark match after Tuesday's WWE SmackDown television taping, teaming with Seth Rollins against John Cena and Roman Reigns. A live report did note that he was limited in the ring for the match, which wasn't all that long, but he was moving around and it doesn't appear he'll be taking some time off. Now, there is some heat between Stone Cold Steve Austin and Vinnie Mac. I was kind of shocked to see that Jericho was going to be hosting his podcast on the WWE Network, but as noted, WWE had plans for Steve Austin at WrestleMania, but Austin noted on Twitter last week that he would be watching Mania from home. According to PW Insider, the story going around in WWE is there was some kind of issue between Austin and McMahon, potentially regarding the use of Austin's podcast on the network again. And I've heard some rumors where the plane was set to pick up Stone Cold, and he was supposed to head it to California, was Undertaker on that plane, but Stone Cold did not appear. So let's see. Let's see if they could piece out something there. Daniel Bryan pitched a WWE versus New Japan Pro Wrestling match idea. Now, in the latest edition of the Title Match Wrestling, Daniel Bryan said he pitched an idea to WWE, which would see Bryan versus Shinsuke Nakamura during WWE's upcoming tour of Japan. Bryan says he doesn't think anyone in WWE bought the idea. Bryan also talks about facing Hideo Itami in a ring and Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania and more. You can catch that on YouTube. There's a whole bunch of interviews that transpired during the WrestleMania week. And well, what about that RKO that Randy Orton applied on Seth Rollins, launching Rollins all over the air, catapulting him all the way to Mars? The guy flew. One of the best RKOs I have seen in my life. Wow. That is just awesome. Again, please, if you have an opportunity, watch WrestleMania. According to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, it's highly expected and even assumed that it's going to happen at this point that Samoa Joe, former TNA talent and ROH talent, well, he is currently in ROH now, will be headed to the WWE. When it will happen and whether they put him through NXT first remains to be seen. I think that adding Samoa Joe to NXT and right after WWE is a great addition to the World Wrestling Entertainment because we need a little bit of that spice. You know, I remember back in the days where we would tune in just to see the day after WrestleMania who would appear from WCW. Alrighty, according to PWInsider.com, there is talk of bringing in Big Van Vader to work with the NXT talents down in Florida. Goldust may be another potential trainer as well. Well, I just want to make note that the Roman Show will be in Japan in June. The Roman Show will be visiting some dojos out there and attending Noah Pro Wrestling. Noah Pro Wrestling has a good relationship with the Ring of Honor, and some of the talent has appeared on their shows. Guys, a quick reminder here that tune in next week as we welcome Nick Newell of the World Series of Fighting and Dave Branch. Both these men will be in action next week, April 10th, on NBC Sports. Newell makes his return, and Branch gets a inch closer to the light heavyweight title, as he will be competing against Ronnie Marks in a semifinal tournament fight for the light heavyweight title. Dave Branch is the 185 champ, but he is out aiming for the 205 title. So this guy wants a lot of gold, and he's going to do everything he can to win that title. So tune in next week, Dave Branch and Nick Newell, The Roman Show. We're going to go to a quick break, and right after, we'll be back with none other than George Masvidal on The Roman Show.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Full Beat, 3 Days Grace, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
Upcoming fight, you got La Quinta coming up April 4th. First and foremost, you know, last time I spoke to you, we were talking about maybe getting a guy like Donald Cerrone, a bigger name, but they gave you Al La Quinta. Are you kind of upset at this decision, or would you have preferred someone else, or you're okay with it?
Everybody's interviewed me today, asked me that same question. I'll tell you just what I told them.
Uh-huh.
I wanted the biggest name, the biggest ranking possible I get my hands on. But I'm still happy to be competing. I'm still blessed to be competing. So I just, I'll do what it does, you know.
After a victory with this guy, though, do you think those bigger names will come if you defeat him, or when you defeat him?
I can't tell you nothing about, man. I have no idea. I would have thought that name would have came out. I got no idea. All I can tell you is that I'll probably be fighting another Ultimate Fighter after this fight.
Well, Al La Quinta, what can you tell me about this guy? I mean, like you mentioned a whole bunch of Ultimate Fighter guys, but how do you face off against this guy?
You can tell me more about him than I could, man. I don't watch spike tapes. I don't, you know, that's not me. All I know is he beat Joe Lozano,
uh-huh.
And that's why they gave him all this hype and stuff. I beat that dude like 8 years ago, man. Big deal.
So you're not too impressed by his latest victory earlier this year in January. It was knockout victory.
No, at least by beating Joe, that means nothing, you know. But, the kid's talented. I've seen him like in 1 or 2 fights. I think he has a lot of natural ability and stuff, you know. He might have jumped into the deep side of the pool a little too quick.
Did you ever see the, when he was on The Ultimate Fighter by any chance, did you get to catch the episodes and catch him in action and the whole show?
No, never once saw him competing on that show.
Now, you last fought in September, and I know that you've been wanting to fight, but, you know, there's been a whole issues with finding you an opponent or something. Was that one of the reasons why you haven't fought, or is it because of another reason?
Yeah, I was waiting for a big opponent, and I had a fight scheduled January. I ended up getting a little injured, so I had to pull out last fight, you know, and then I got rescheduled for April. And, If I wouldn't have got injured in January, I would have been competing in January.
And you're 100% now from your injury? You're good to go?
Oh, yeah. I wish to fight with Jamal already. We quit all these interviews and talking and just get the scrapping already.
Now, I want
to get... I'm ready to go.
I want to get your opinion because we now have heard that American Top Team, you're part of American Top Team, and you guys got the Ultimate Fighter. They're going to be taking on the Black Zillions. How do you feel about that? And also the fact that you got Robbie Lawler, he's also part of your team, and he won the championship, the welterweight championship. How's the ambience over there, and you as a fighter being part of that team, how does it feel that all these things are out there promoting your team?
Oh, it's awesome, man. I think we've been one of the best teams for a long time now. And it's just, you can check out this year's numbers, like what we did in 2014, the amount of guys that we put out there, our winning record compared to any other teams. We're one of the best teams in the world, you know. For the amount of guys that we put on in our winning ratio, I've always thought that, and I'm just glad that we're getting the recognition we deserve.
Gotcha. And now, briefly, since we want to make this pretty short here, short and sweet, with this fight coming up with Al La Quinta, you used to fight. You started off your career, you know, the backyard fights in Miami. There's a recent movie that just got released, like about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, and that's Dog Fight. And it basically, it's about backyard fighting in South Florida. I don't know if you made the cut, because I haven't seen it myself. Or maybe you did. But guys like Bruce Leroy, I think, were on it. Some other guys were there. What are your thoughts on that? Have you gotten to see the movie? And what's your opinion on the movie?
I haven't seen the movie. I didn't, like, what you just told me right now is news to me. I didn't even hear about the movie.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I'm not, like, too connected with, like, movies and stuff or anything, you know? So I kind of live under a rock, so I don't really know what's going on around the world.
It's just nonstop training.
No, not like that either, but just, I don't know. I don't watch TV, you know?
Gotcha. Well, George, man, I want to thank you so much, man, for taking some time and speaking to us. And, I mean, final words, man. What can you tell us about the fight coming up April 4th?
I can tell you that all praise be to God. Thank God for everything in my life. I might not have the dude I want in front of me, but it don't matter. I'm still getting a chance to compete, so I'm very grateful. And I'm going to kick this dude's ass. I'm going to put a hurting on him. And he's going to find out that should have took this fight, man. Should have played. You know what? Let me just hold off on this one.
How many fights are we expecting to fight this year if you stay healthy?
My goal, my personal goal is 4. I could have done 4 last year, easy, no problem. You know, my last fight last year was in September. I still had October, November, December. For some reason, I couldn't get another fight, you know, but hopefully I could pull off 4 this year.
Awesome, George. Well, thanks so much for your time, man, and look forward to speaking to you very soon, and good luck on the fight.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Full Beat, 3 Days Grace, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Roman Show. Those were the words of good friend George Masvidal, who will be competing tomorrow night on the UFC Fight Night. Make sure you tune in again. Special start time, it's at 1 p.m. I'm still trying to get used to that. Again, we're so used to watching these fights in the afternoon or in the evening time. And here we are talking about a fight that we're going to see at 1 p.m. Eastern time, which is kind of weird. But, hey, there's a first for everything. And again, it's not that we're talking about a fight that's taking place overseas. The fight that's taken domestically here in the United States, but to say, right? Hey, what did you guys think of Ronda Rousey stepping inside the WWE ring? I thought it was just amazing as she teamed up with The Rock, judo through Triple H, and grabbed Stephanie McMahon's arm. And by the way, don't get your cookies all twisted. Ronda Rousey will not be competing anytime soon in the WWE. It's not going to be a 2-on-2 in SummerSlam or anything. She has already said on the record that she will be focusing on her upcoming fight against Becch. And that's going to be in Brazil, and her movie career, which, mind you can check her out right now on Fast the Furious, number 7, Fast 5, Fast 7. You always get it confused, right? So you can check that out, Fast Furious, number 7, Ronda Rousey. And in fact, I'm going to go see it in Furious 7, sorry. You can check that out in just a few. Well, right now, it was released yesterday, last night. You can see it right now. In fact, I'm going to go see it in just a few. Make sure to feel free to let us know what your thoughts on that movie is as Ronda Rousey makes her appearance on this franchise. With that said, MMA Junkie is now reporting that the owner of Pride, he thinks of returning back to the MMA world. That's right. Now, Nobuyuki Sakakibara is planning MMA return in 2015 sometime in the fall, and perhaps even co-promoting with Bellator. I wonder if they're going to allow the soccer kicks and all these crazy moves that they allowed during Pride. I think that would be pretty cool, but it is pretty dangerous. But apparently that is what has been in the works. Akibata retreated from the MMA industry despite a court battle with a UFC parent, Sufa, over the sale of Pride. He reportedly moved to Okinawa, Japan, and purchased a soccer team. This past year, rumors of his return to the industry gained traction. Scott Coker has been a person that, he's been in contact with. And Coker, who once served as an executive in K1 and worked extensively with ex-Pride executive Sotaro Shinoda, the news signals a new opportunity after the void left by Pride. And Coker says Japanese fight companies have been some of the founders way back in the day. And I believe that once Japan has a healthy MMA industry, it helps everybody. So let's see if Pride or some sort of a Pride spinoff is successful in Japan. I personally was a big fan of it. You know, guys like Rampage, Vanderlei Silva, they all competed in Pride. Whole list of them. And they all now are very successful superstars in the UFC and in other promotions. So why not? That would be awesome. Dennis Seaver will be taking on Tatsuya Kawajiri. And Backstorm versus Lahat set for UFC Fight Night 69. April 18th, Mixed Striking Challenge will be taking place at the Mikisuki and Gaming. That's April 18th. You want to get your tickets. April 18th at the Mikisuki and Gaming. What is Mixed Striking Challenge? Well, it's basically a Mixed Striking Arts. It is basically a mix of all striking martial arts. Kicks, you know, kicks are allowed. Any karate and aikido, muay thai, everything will all be released. But there is no ground game. There is no wrestling. It's just stand-up. All elbows and kicks and knees are allowed. And this will be taking place at Mikisuki Resort April 18th. You can get your tickets right now. And just look it up there. Mixed Striking Championships. MSC1. You can get your tickets right now as we speak at wanttickets.com. That's wanttickets.com. 500 Southwest 177th Avenue in Miami, Florida. Mikisuki Resort and Gaming Entertainment. Good local competitors will be in action that night. You don't want to miss it. And they have, when do you get there? And soon we will be putting some content on these gloves that they wear, because they're not your typical MMA gloves. They are completely different. You have to see it for yourself. But nonetheless, that will be taking place April 18th. I will be out there supporting this great fight that's going to take place. Make sure you head out and enjoy a good opportunity to enjoy some great fights. Well, again, I want to remind everyone that next week we will be having Nick Newell and Dave Branch here on The Roman Show. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. And one last note, if you haven't noticed the commercials during WWE, but WWE has purchased Tap Out. Now they're going to bring out their own clothing using the Tap Out brand. I think it's a bright idea. So let's see what they got in store and what is worth buying, right? Hey, baseball season kicks off next week. Make sure you enjoy it. I was up at the spring training game. Watched the Marlins and the Astros last weekend. Had a good time. Saw Giancarlo Stanton. The newbie, Ichiro Suzuki. So the Marlins seem like they're going to have a fun time this season. Make sure you go out and support your local team. And the Miami Heat, well, they're kind of struggling to make it somehow into the playoffs. Let's see what happens with that. And the Panthers, well, as Austin she wrote. So, hey, let's root for Miami Marlins as they start the season next week against the Atlanta Braves in Marlins at Marlins Park. Make sure you support that. And enjoy it. And let's see if once again we can return to the World Series. Guys, I want to thank everyone for tuning in this time around here on the Roman Show again. Guys, listen, if you need a massage, because we all need massages, sometimes we just don't want to admit that, man, I'm a little sore. Why does my arm hurt? And it doesn't mean if you work out or not. The bottom line is we all have pain sometimes. We're human beings. Head on over to Massages in Space in Miami. Trust me, Massages in Space will take care of you. Listen, I had some injury or I had some pain on my left shoulder after training Muay Thai. Couldn't punch. It hurt every time. My arm felt like it weighed a ton. Went out to Massages in Space. Man, I am punching like there's no tomorrow. So if they can do that to me, I'm sure they can do that to you, and you'll feel a lot better. Massages in Space, check them out, massagesinspace.com. Also, check out OchoaOnline.com. They are the ones responsible for putting up that beautiful website of ours, theromanshow.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. Check them out. Guys, thanks so very much. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. We will catch you right here on The Roman Show. God bless, guys. Till next time.